The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
People think you just throw money at somebody and they jump. These are doctors. Most of them throw you out the office. So I was not nearly as concerned as hiring a former Playboy model or a former exotic dancer as I was truly asking the right questions in the interview process and assessing whether or not they had what I call, unfortunately, a killer instinct. Almost no conscience. You got to find their hot button, whatever makes them tick, whatever it is. So if they're going through a divorce, maybe it's not about money. Maybe it is money because divorce can be very expensive. But maybe it's just that they need somebody to talk to, that they need somebody to go and have dinner with every night because they don't want to sit alone and they miss their kids because their kids were taken away. So there's a plethora of reasons. And it sounds ruthless, and it is ruthless, that we would target someone that's in distress in an effort to take advantage of them. These are doctors. They went to med school, not you. They make the decisions. Well, we had to figure out a way to turn that upside down. And the only way that I knew how to do it to get that guarantee is to bribe doctors. And I would say, we're going to pay you specifically to prescribe sepsis, and we're going to pay you specifically to increase the strengths of sepsis over time. If you prescribe a lot of sepsis and things go well, you're going to make an extra $125,000. It's in the bank. The whole company is premised on incentivizing doctors to prescribe our medication.
Since 1999, 500,000 opioid-related overdose deaths have been recorded in the US. And this year, executives with drug makers INSYS made history when they were convicted of fraud and racketeering and slapped with the stiffest penalty they've ever faced for their role in America's addiction epidemic. That was the voice of a guy called Alex Berkeloff, who was the company's former head of sales, got 26 months in prison for his part in a scheme to bribe doctors. And he was speaking to Irish journalist Sean O'Connor, who's been working in the United States, talking about the collapse of the company and the illegal actions that caused it. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm fascinated at his frankness. I know he's been through the courts process, but he really exposes there how they couldn't deny that they were somehow responsible.
Absolutely. I think Alec Berlikoff, he was the VP of sales at INSYS Therapeutics, and that interview just shows you the callous culture that existed inside INSYS Therapeutics. Now, just to give you a little bit of background there, Jonathan, INSYS, they were founded in 2002 by a guy called John Kapoor, and they were making, their main product was a product called Subsys, and it was a fentanyl-based product, so a product that was, you know, 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, and it was made specifically for cancer patients with breakthrough pain. And what you heard there was Alec describing the illegal practices that they would pursue in order to market their drug. Off-label is how they refer to it in the States. So basically, they were marketing this product 9 out of 10 times to doctors that were not oncologists. And as he said, they were bribing doctors. And we're not talking about, you know, a nice bottle of Malbec. We're talking about sex. We're talking about chartering private jets to Cancun. It was that low. And of course, as you also mentioned, rightly so, it was the this story and this particular company is the first time that big pharma executives have faced prison time, which is huge and so significant. And I think what's also really, really important in this story is that this particular drug, Subsys, was only approved in 2012. So at that point, you know, we're 10 years into the opioid epidemic in the US. I think it's 750,000 deaths already. They're civil war numbers. They're genocide numbers. That is catastrophic in a country that's deemed, you know, one of the most developed nations in the Western world. And you have this company that's going out and doing this. And you also have, you know, many people knew and were very happy to turn a blind eye, including Wall Street. And I think our film that aired on PBS Frontline, which is essentially the equivalent of BBC in the US. You know, the big question that we kind of ask in that film is, did Wall Street help fund the opioid crisis? And also in the Financial Times long-form investigative piece that featured in a magazine piece back in June. I think what's also really, really important to note is that as part of the evidence when these guys did end up in court, they produced a rap video, Jonathan, a really, really disturbing rap video whereby Alec, who you just heard, is dressed up as a bottle of substance. And he's rapping, saying, I love titration, it's not a problem, I've got new patients and I've got a lot of them. And this was used in evidence. And it just goes to show that they, as he says himself, they had no conscience. They just had the killer instinct to make money. And there was that pressure was on them from the founder, John Kapoor, to produce a 2-to-1 return on any kind of bribes that they push towards doctors. So
what's fascinating, Shauna, about this is it's not just this activity of bribing. It's the complicity on the part of doctors who took the bribe. Yet we're looking at this from a top-down scenario, but there's complicity right across the American medical system.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so deeply shocking, and I feel like it's probably very shocking to an Irish audience that this is allowed to take place. You know, this idea of paying doctors speaker fees to talk to their products to peers. But of course, these guys stepped beyond that line of towards illegality. I'll give you one example. A doctor in Michigan prescribed this drug substance to a 38-year-old woman called Stephanie Yan. She was a mother of three. She didn't have cancer. She'd been in a car crash. And he kept increasing her dosage, and she died within 3 months. And this, you know, the sales reps who courted this particular doctor were promoted because of that. He earned $138,000 in speaker fees in a course of 18 months. It just boggles the mind, and it's so overwhelmingly shocking, I found, anyway. And I hope, you know, our article and the film portrays that.
Okay, well, you'll hear more about it on that film, of course, but also in your podcast series, Media Tribe. Shauna Connor, Irish journalist working in the States and filmmaker with the Financial Times. Thanks very much for joining us.